with everybody. Did you hear the music playing? Well, I tell you what, this is Connected Dots Radio Show, and we're going to do it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to sing about it, and we're going to change the world with the power of suggestion. That's right. And let me suggest to you that time is moving faster. Many people, many, maybe even other creatures, are sensing that time is moving faster. If you can think about a cassette tape, you know, that years ago people used to put them in machines called cassette players, and it was two reels, and when you get to the end of the tape, the one reel would spin faster and keep spinning faster until the very end of the tape, and that's the key word, the very end of the tape, as in translating to the very end of this time cycle that we're in. Time, just as the tape wheel spins faster, so does time. That perception of time speeds faster. And it's all culminating at this thing called the event. Yep. The event is not far away. Let me tell you, I don't care what you say, the event is not that far away. And if you don't know what the event is all about, hey, go to the portal and find out. But they've been working up to this for a long, long time. You maybe some people can remember something called harmonic convergence back in 1987. There's probably a Pleiadian connection to that. But, and then there's entering the 2000 years of high energy. You know, there's a 26,000 year cycle. Our sun travels around the star called Alcyone, roughly 26,000 years to do a complete circle around this other sun. That's the key sun in the Pleiades. Yeah, our sun, we're following the Pleiades star system, the Pleiades cluster around. And they're going around in their circle. Universe is like a grandfather clock. One wheel turns, clicks into another wheel, clicks into another wheel, and at the event, we will have clicked into another wheel in another dimension, and namely the fifth dimension. Our physical reality is referred to as the third dimension, but the fifth dimension also has a physical reality. A less dense physical reality. And there's those who divide the 15 dimensions into five density regions, 1, 2, and 3, or the first density. That's where our physical, common physical reality is. 4, 5, and 6 are the second density. And in regards to time, no, time is not the fourth dimension. Yeah, so time travel is all connected to time. And time, no, time is not the fourth dimension. You know, you hear things like that. We've heard things like that. The common people hear things like that. Orthodox scientists that don't have a good understanding of the bigger picture sometimes call time the fourth dimension. There's no reality to that whatsoever. The fourth dimension is a frequency range of frequency parameters, so many cycles, just up to so many cycles higher. I don't have the exact figures here, but if you don't, if you're curious about that, you should look into it. Because the answer is somewhere out there. Yes, the truth is out there, and the truth is coming our way. After the event, there will be full disclosure, not by the U.S. government or any world government. It's going to take our galactic brothers and sisters physically landing on our world and meeting us face to face, and then we will get full disclosure of all that's been kept from us. Any of these times they're using this word disclosure now, it's partial disclosure. You know, U.S. government pretending they're going to throw you a few breadcrumbs, and that's all they do. They don't want to admit that all the dirty deeds that they're involved in, and the other military groups either. It's horrifying. But back to time travel. You know, time changes, your perception of time changes, and perception of time can change by many factors. Right now, we're running at the end of the cycle, long period time cycle here on Earth, and that's what's causing time to speed up. But if you ever went to public school, and let's say you get out, school was released at 3:15 p.m. or something like that. Well, at 3 o'clock, many students become clock watchers. And those 15 minutes seem like a whole day if you're watching that clock. so you effectively have changed the perception of time, at least for you, the observer, by concentrating too much and watching that little second hand go round, and 15 minutes taking forever. And then, of course, if you have been bold enough in your life to experience a mind-expanding substance, sometimes referred to as LSD, that will definitely slow down time, in the sense that one night could seem like a whole week. 1 hour could seem like a whole night, because the perception of time has changed and you're perceiving so much to happen in 1 minute that would normally take 10 minutes. And that varies on the strength of the substance you took. But did time really change? Only the perception by an individual that took that substance. And so time is something that we perceive. Some people say it doesn't exist. Regardless, it's our perception of this phenomena that we refer to as time. And when I spoke to the person personally who was on the Montauk Project, you don't know what the Montauk Project is? Well, maybe you should look it up, but briefly, it was where they brought back two people jumped ship in the Philadelphia experiment back in 1942. When things went haywire, the ship had a green glow around it. Two of the sailors jumped ship. Except when they jumped ship, they didn't hit the water. They went into a black void. And then 40 years later, out on Montauk, Long Island, people had been trained for this for years to locate their exact location in what's called hyperspace. And they were brought back to Earth. And then they had plenty of stories to tell about what had happened for them. Was only a short amount of time, but it was 40 years for the rest of us. So I got to talk to this guy, Michael Ash, because he was out there lecturing for a while. I don't know what he's doing now. Well, anyhow, and whatever his real name is, doesn't matter. He was one of the guys who worked on the Montauk Project and helped find these two sailors that had jumped ship back in 1942. And he explained that time travel the most easiest way to understand time travel is that if you envision a sphere, a hollow sphere, and you're in the center of that hollow sphere, every point on that sphere is a special point in the timeline, the progressive timeline that goes from 1 year to the next, one day to the next, et cetera, et cetera. And time travel is you make your way out to the edge and travel the edge of the sphere until you find the point on the sphere that you want to enter. And then you come back to the center where you are. Open up into that point in chronological time. And that's the easy explanation for time travel. The technical aspects of how it's done, we'll have to wait till the ETs land after the event to explain those details to us. Or you might be working on one of the secret projects that they still use time travel for. And, of course, the problem with time travel in the wrong hands, they use it for the wrong reasons, which exactly the U.S. government, military, and industrial complex has used it for. You know, all these inventions we're using now, they were all surfaced in the future via time travel, and the technology was brought back, and that's why we have these tremendously powerful iPhones that act like computers and all the other real computers that the military use. It's all stolen technology or borrowed technology from the future. If there hadn't been for time travel, we would have still been moseying along at a slow pace, maybe still working with radios and picture tube TVs. But because of time travel, money-hungry people used this technology to go into the future, bring back knowledge how to make unbelievably smart gadgets, and we're using them now. So let it be known, all those aspects of time. And, hey, it's just time for me to remind everybody, this is BBS Radio, Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America, where you can hear the truth being spoken. And you don't have to worry about what you say. If you were to call into the show, you can speak truthful about what you want. And every week is a lesson in knowledge with this show, because that's an important part of life. If we have knowledge and things to share, and I do, we try to put it out there for the masses, or even maybe just a few. That's certainly what I do every week here. And there's so many things to talk about. There's never enough time to talk about them. No, sirree. There's just not enough time. There's that word again, time. It's time to move on. Time to sail into the future. Now is the time. If you know what I mean, now is the time. Now is the time. 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 Well, there has been quite a few things happening most recently. Of course, it's probably old news now, but, you know, the journalist Tucker interviewed Putin, and we found a lot of information about Putin and what's the Russian opinion on things, and we find out that more proof that mainstream media is particularly and continuously lying to us. Somebody else recently on Twitter from some private new organization group. He's in Moscow, and he says nobody's protesting there, not like mainstream media tried to make it out, because the guy in prison died, who was an opponent of Putin, you know. May he rest in peace. But mainstream media was trying to play it up like the Russians were protesting all over because of this, and Putin was to blame, blah, 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 whatever. The real fact, nobody, a real reporter, couldn't find anybody protesting. So more lies on top of lies by mainstream media. Yeah, what are we going to do? Hey, I've been telling people for ages, the easy solution is this, is start up some real truth news global networks. Of course, you need a lot of money to do that. But so who are all these rich people that got the money to do this, but they don't want to take a stand, you know? I mean, I don't want to pick on the guy, but Trump sat there. He's got plenty of money left. Why isn't he doing that, you know? I mean, you know, he's done plenty for America already. He got everyone to accept the fact that it's fake news. He was the first one to bring that up, and the slogan stuck. You know, he did what he could when he was president. But, you know, he had, with all that money he had, he could have started a network, a global network. You know, you don't, I mean, if you have the money, you don't need the approval of some fake government agency to approve you to have a global news network. No, you don't need that approval. Listen, I happen to be somebody who knows how to take command of a situation. And when you go to take command of a situation, you don't ask permission. You just go and do it. And right now, I'm in the process of taking command of the U.S. presidency. Yeah. And if you don't want to support me, well, I guess it won't happen then. Because I need an army of people to make it happen. I'm doing it as a write-in presidential candidate. I've done it in elections before. But without a big support team, it won't happen. If I had the money that filthy rich people like Jeff Bezos had, I hear his money has been, they put a hold on him using his money now, I've heard. Because he was in some dirty deals or something. But if I had that $22 billion, whatever it is, I could actually buy this upcoming 2022 election. You know, I certainly could set up a truthful global news network, because all I would need is the money to send up my own satellite and broadcast from the satellite. And unless they're, the deep state is going to show their dirty hands and try to shoot my satellite down, they're not going to be able to stop me. You know, really. It's that, that's how it is. So I doubt if any rich people are listening, but if there's anyone out there with super wealthy and you really want to do something patriotic for humanity, send up a satellite and dedicate yourself to giving the people of this world the truth, you know? I mean, this show is broadcast globally, but not to the point of if you had your own satellite and you could advertise to the world on a 24-hour network the truth of what is found out, what is known, what is suspected, et cetera, without any fake government trying to curtail your free speech. And if I had that $22 billion, yeah, I could win the election easily as a write-in candidate. Simply with the money, you know? And that's a fact. But without any money, I need a gigantic support team. You know, tell your friends out there, aren't you tired of this crooked Democrats and Republicans. That's the big problem with Trump, you know. He's going to try to run again with the Democrat Party, willing to partake in, you know, sit in with one of these crooked organizations. Democrats, Republicans, they're all crooks. And if there's one or two of them that are not, they're in such a small minority. They're still, the organizations are still crooked. And so I say, I'm running as an independent raving candidate. And if you really want to join me in taking command of our country away from the crooks, you ought to support the president, because the president is the most powerful position in our world. And no one but an independent president can bring the two crooked parties together to begin serving you. Right now, they're serving the elite, the people that fund their campaigns. You know, that's who they're serving. And they're serving the New World Order, which has all the money, enough money to bribe all the politicians in the world. They just print it up. They're the, you know, the bankers are all in click with the New World Order, so they can just print up as much money as they want. They can print it up in any currency in the world and shuffle it around through money laundering places like the Ukraine, you know. And that crooked, I just have to give my opinion here, but that the guy who's Zelensky, he's a crook. He's a money launderer. He's going around asking all the people for money to prolong the war, not solve the war. I mean, the whole idea of a small country like Ukraine beating the Russians, they don't even the only weapons that he has is the ones really that we were giving to him. Yeah, and he's going to beat the Russians. You can't beat the Russians. Even the United States can't beat the Russians. Where could China beat the Russians? You know? What a stupid idea. They're going to beat the Russians. Insanity. You know? All they've done is they've, that jerk in Ukraine, all he has done is killed 400,000 people in his own country. Even if he killed a few Russians. So what is he, a master killer now? Now, let's talk real sense with this nonsense. And no one should be supporting sending more military aid. And then we got that other whack job in Israel, you know? He's only killed, whatever it is, 28,000 people already, you know? He's a minor guy. The guy in Ukraine, well, he's got 400... ended up killing 400,000 of his own people because of his stubborn attitude and arrogance and, you know, doing what his rule is. You know, he's nothing but a pawn in the game. New World Order is still here on our planet, and they still are influencing as many people as they can to keep as many wars going. And of course, the New World Order, as we know them, the bankers, the elites, the other powerful people, most of them are Satanists, and they are controlled by demons also. Not are they only controlled by negative ET races like reptilians, Anunnaki, and they're controlled by demons too, the invisible, you know, talked about in the books like the Bible and other books, Necronomicon or something like that. There are invisible demons out there, and they mind control people. And they're mind controlling the New World Order people. So, and with the promises of power, and they have attained those positions of authority. And of course, they misuse them all the time. And of course, they have to. They have to make their demon friends happy for the gifts the demons have helped them acquire. You know, just like the old saying, the devil wants your soul. He makes you sign the contract. Yeah, I'll do this for you, but you're going to sign away your soul. And it's pretty much true to some extent. Except there's more than just one devil. There's many demons out there. And they're all playing the same control game with the minds of men. And they get them, and they insist, we want suffering because that's what we enjoy. You know, like you humans enjoy sex. Well, we enjoy seeing others suffer. That's how we get our jollies. That's how we get our high, by watching humans and animals suffer. And that's exactly what is happening in the, and needs to be addressed, that's happening over in Palestine right now. Plenty of suffering going on. And who's the demon servant that's making it happen? Netanyahu, yeah. An evil person. They're in the same boat, Netanyahu and Zelensky, you know? They both make the people suffer by their actions. And, you know, there's plenty of other people to be blamed for suffering. You know, all this animal farming that's done to make big profits for the food companies, you know, where they got the animals penned up. They're never out in the fresh air. They load them up with antibiotics. They stand in one position their whole life. That's the creation of animal suffering, you know. It shouldn't be allowed. And that's another issue that needs to be addressed. Is anybody addressing it? No, because bribe money keeps that evil situation the way it is. And these people, many of them who make these decisions, they are demonically controlled, and they have to. For the riches they've gotten by making others suffer, they have to keep that suffering going for their demon controllers. They need to make their demons happy, or their ill-god empires of high profit might be taken away from them. And by the way, while we're talking about food, kind of like the everybody needs to be really careful about what you're eating nowadays. Because dirty little secrets are being disclosed out there on the internet about whistleblowers are talking about what is being done to the food supply. Somebody, you know, just a common worker was working at a hog farm when they had the hogs all penned up in little cages. They never get out to walk around or nothing. They just stay in their cages and they get fed feed. Whatever the controller decides to feed them. And in order to save money, this one evil controller of hogs that are raised for slaughter, he's mixing plastic in with the food. Oh, my God. He acquires thrown-out food in from the supermarkets in still wrapped in their plastic bags, and they throw all the crap into on a conveyor belt that goes into the machine that cuts it all up, plastic included. So this guy, you know, took a couple of pictures of the machines and then put it out there. Of course, he got fired quickly for that when they found out what was going on. But that didn't stop them, that they're still doing that. And in the article that was accompanying this on Twitter, it was a newspaper article pointing out that there's only 17 states in the United States that allow and have laws against putting plastic in a food feed for animals. Only 17. So in those other, you know, states, 33 states, these food raisers, animal farms, can actually cut up plastic and mix it with their animal feed, and it's okay. Can you believe that? Well, I mean, these are things that need to be looked into. So you might want to think about next time you eat some pork, like, how much plastic is in this pork, you know? And doctors have put their facts together and figures together, and I guess via blood tests, have found that a large majority of the population has plenty of tiny particles of plastic floating around in their bloodstream, which when they're tiny, it's pretty hard for the body to remove them. But this is evil, and this is going on. And 33 states allow it. They also allow metal parts to be mixed in with the this is insane or what, with the food feed, the ones that don't have any laws. And I guess whatever else you can throw in. You know, hey, the Chinese were caught, if you remember, a number of years ago. It's quite a while now. Maybe it was 10 years ago. The Chinese got caught putting cardboard in with the bread. Yeah. I'm sure you could get away with that in the U.S. too. So we all have to be careful about what we eat. And then, of course, I mean, all the other products at the fast food stores, I mean, they're mixing bugs in with your burgers, you know, fast food burgers, McDonald's, you know. How many bugs are in each McDonald's hamburger? We don't know. And they might be doing it in all the food chains, anything to save money, you know. And, of course, it's a New World Order agenda to trick people and con them into thinking it's okay to eat bugs when the real science says it's not. But this is it. We got to be very careful about what we eat. I mean, even if you're growing, if you're out there growing your own food, if you have a lot of chemtrail planes flying over where your farm is, that crap they're spraying in the chemtrails is going to trickle down eventually and fall on your crop and make its way into the food supply. So I don't know. I mean, we have to grow all the food in greenhouses, perhaps, while we have these chemtrail planes running around still. And, you know, the chemtrail crap gets in the water supply, it gets in the soil, and we breathe it in because it's nanoparticle size. And so you don't want to take a deep breath of fresh air if you see those chemtrail planes in the sky. And of course, who is even in politics is addressing this issue? Again, you know, I'm not crazy running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate, because I'm somebody that knows how to address these issues and get this crap to stop, you know? And with the authority of the president of the United States, I can do that. And not to pick on this guy, but all you Trump lovers out there, just remember, Trump had the presidency for 4 years. He never addressed the chemtrail issue, you know? And he never addressed all the other bad issues out there. He did certain things, sure. We'll give him credit for that. And he wasn't a New World Order puppet. But at the same time, he had the opportunity to do 100 times more than what he did. Whereas, believe me, I could do anything that he did, plus the 100 times more that he didn't do as president. And if you're not interested in voting for me, a write-in candidate, simple, just write my name in. You know, I'm non-political, but I'm somebody who knows how to solve problems. I know that the solutions to all the problems exist already. They're just not being put into motion. You need somebody who knows about all the problems, knows about all the solutions to get them solved. Because the deadbeat Congress by themselves without some real leadership is not going to do a damn thing for the American people or the world, period. You know, they only serve the elite. You know, what do you think of appropriating all this money for these other countries are? When we got problems here that are not being addressed, we have homeless people, we have veterans on the street, we have people that are locked up in drug taking lives. We have people dirt poor, people starving here in America. And what is your government doing? They're throwing billions of dollars of your tax money away to these foreign countries so they can fight wars and kill more people. I thought the Congress was supposed to represent the people. I don't think the American people are supportive of this. Of course, the news media tries to con you, believing, oh, yeah, if we don't fight the bad guys, they're all bad guys. Anybody willing to go out there and, and just slaughter people and promote war is bad. War is not good, you know? They were singing about it back in the 1960s or early 70s. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing, of course, except for the people that make money off it. And so all this money, there's the kickback scheme, too. You know, when, you know what? That, and, of course, Ukraine is the money laundering place of the world. So, people, you got to put two and two together here. You got to connect the dots. You know, why do they want to keep giving so much money to Ukraine? Anybody with common sense is you're putting money down a sinkhole, especially military aid. Nobody on the face of the planet can beat the Russian Empire. Nobody. So what's this nonsense talk on mainstream media about? They get these puppets to go on and say, oh, yeah, we're not going to quit until we beat the Russians. Total nonsense. But meanwhile, and with that premise, they'll think it's okay for your government, the U.S. government, to send whatever it is, $60 billion of your taxpayers' money to fund a war that only kills people. It doesn't accomplish anything. It's a dead-end war that will just go on forever. The more money you throw to it, the more people that will get killed, and most of them are Ukrainians. And the country is getting destroyed, too. In the meantime, buildings, infrastructure, people are suffering. Why? Because they're perpetuating this war in Ukraine, a war that can't be won. It's insanity. But the politicians don't see it like that. They want to give your tax dollars away and pretend they're helping saving the world from the Russians. You know, and if you listen to that Tucker interview with Putin, you quite easily to understand they have no desire to conquer the world. The only people who desire to conquer the world is the New World Order, the bankers, the elites, the filthy rich, the big corporations. They want to conquer the world, all under the influence of the negative ET races and the invisible demons, yeah. But so what happens when all that money, when they do approve it, and they probably will approve something for the Ukraine, because that's how they get their kickback money. What do you think people spend millions of dollars to become a member of Congress? So they can all join forces together and vote for throwing your tax dollars away to foreign countries, and the foreign countries agree to taking that free money. They agree to a kickback for taking that free money. You know, it's a funding fee or something like that, and it goes back into the pockets. We can only imagine $60 billion to the Ukraine. I guess at least $30 billion have to go back to the politicians that approved that money. You know, that's the way it works. That's the way your crooked Congress works. That's the way the crooked political parties work. And the only way to get a rein and a little control of these crooked politicians is to elect a president who knows how to take command of the situation. And anything can be accomplished with the power of suggestion, and I happen to be a knowledgeable person with the power of suggestion. And I'm suggesting to you right now, people who are listening to my vote, be supportive of somebody who knows how to straighten out all this crap, how to get the crooked political parties to do something good for the human race, because they're not doing anything right now. You know, they're wasting the taxpayer money they have. You know, governments are all too heavily armed now for a physical takeover of governments. You know, such things were possible long ago. If you had a significant amount of foreign people, you could take over your government. Yeah? That's impossible in this day and age because governments are too well armed, especially in the United States. And it's just an impossibility to physically take over the... But there are still plenty of intelligent things to do, and a president in the right spot could certainly sort things out. An independent, clear-thinking president like myself, who has the knowledge of how to go about doing such things without violence. Yeah. Anything can be accomplished with the power of suggestion. And obviously, none of these politicians know how to do that. They know how to lie to you, though. And they got the media in with them. And you're being conned, and your tax dollars are being wasted. It would be nice if everybody could stop paying taxes, and then they wouldn't have any money to throw away. But unfortunately, we have too many chickens here in America, too many people that are unwilling to unite and to do something as that, because everybody would have to do it. They couldn't arrest us all for doing that. But if only a few people did it, they'll come after you with the mighty military. And the U.S. does have the most powerful military on the face of the earth. But that's it. The world there's a plague in the world. It's not that fake COVID shit. It's unresponsiveness. Yeah. And unresponsiveness keeps everybody in their own separate little world. Very few people manage to get themselves together, and those groups that they do get themselves together in are small groups. The largest groups that are gathered are by the fake politicians who con you to waste your vote, voting for them, the biggest crooks of all times, American politicians, and, you know, and you fall for it. Every election, you fall for it. 2024, I mentioned before, is going to be the last election where the crooks have a chance to keep their control. Why? Because the event will happen. Sure. In 2025, the event's happening. How do I know? I pay attention to what the info that's out there. The time frame is the early part of 2025, but it would still be important to elect the president in 2024 that can use that small amount of time to get us all ready for what's happening and stop all the insanity. American government has no business wasting our taxpayers' dollars on wars started by New World Order puppets or servants of demons. And that's what we're allowing to happen. And if you just elect a Democrat or Republican in this next coming election, you are participating in the slaughter of humanity. And humanity, the systematic slaughter of humanity. Orchestrated by the New World Order, which is controlled by demonic demons and evil, negative, alien races from other worlds. That won't get stopped until after the event. And it will take our powerful galactic brothers and sisters to do it. But we surely could make some ground in the right direction if an independent write-in candidate president like myself take this seriously. Vote for me in 2024, and I'll show you how easily it can be done. Because believe you me, you, those of you that have the hopes on Trump, he isn't going to do any more than he did the last time, and none of the Congress is going to, he'll not get nothing, no support from the Congress, and he doesn't know how to take command of the Congress. He knows how to do write executive orders, but there's only so much you can do with that. I claim to be the only one who knows how to take command of the Congress, and I'll do it peacefully with the power of suggestion. And forget about the Democratic candidate. We know he's, I mean, the word's out that, I don't know, he was assassinated on January 20th, right after he took the fake oath that was done at all the wrong times and all the wrong ways. And all the people we see now are they people, are either clones, total robots, or lookalikes, puppets for the New World Order. And you're going to vote for that? I mean, yeah, so, I mean, really, no matter which one of those candidates you vote for, it's a losing game and nothing will change. Nothing. You know? And that's the reality. And you, there isn't a person on this planet that can prove otherwise. You know, I'm telling it to you like it is. And like I mentioned in the last, I don't give a crap if I'm the president or not, because I'll live my life peacefully and happily regardless. But if you want to go out there on election day and support these guys who don't know what they're doing, yeah, Trump doesn't really know how to solve all the problems. You know, he loves to go out there and do speeches, and he tries, he's good at conning you into going voting for him. Hey, he's a master at that. Okay, but that's not going to solve the problems. You know, he had 4 years to do it, and all he could do was write executive orders. Sure, he accomplished a few good things, but not that much, really. There were so many problems he didn't even address. I mean, look at, we have severe weather problems. Fake weather being created by the fake weather machines. Does Trump not? He doesn't even talk about that stuff, nor is he willing to address chemtrails. Why don't you people that support him start asking, what are you going to do about the chemtrails? I mean, come on. You can stop that with an executive order. Why won't you do it? Be afraid? I mean, really? And, of course, if you know how to do things, you know how to set up your protection so no one's going to come after you and kill you, okay? If you don't know how to do that, boy, geez, what kind of a leader are you, you know? Real leaders don't worry about dying or anything like that. They are concerned about their safety, but they don't worry about it, and they don't let that stop them from doing what they know has to be done. I am a real leader. I'm not worried about dying, but not, nobody's going to kill me anyhow, believe me, because I know how to step around death. I know how to deal with the most evil of evil, the most crooked of crooked, and not be harmed. It's called knowledge. It's, you know, the art of conversation. It's being friendly. And it's not that difficult, and I'm not afraid to walk among the vipers and get the job done, you know? I mean, I know the truth about death. Sure, you can kill my body, but my soul is going to live on, and I'll wake up in one of the afterlife realities, and I'll look back and be proud of myself that I was willing to go out there and put my life on the line for humanity. But that's not going to happen because I know how to sidestep around danger and I know how to get things done. And all of that makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Now back to the world news. Let me tell you what inaction is our enemy. When we sit back and see all these bad things happen and we don't take action, it's called inaction. And when you're dealing with evil entities, evil governments, if you don't stand up for when they slam the door in your face, they're going to keep slamming the door in your face. And a perfect example is Great Britain. We can't call it Great Britain anymore. We call it subdued Britain, overtaken Britain, conquered Britain. Some of us still refer to it as England. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. This is the latest scam. I mean, first of all, they bullied the people into with the vaccine mandates over there, just like they bullied people over here in the U.S. and other countries. And they got away with that. They've gotten away. Their New World Order serving government, for profit, of course, in their pockets, have played along with the European Union, which is another evil organization, planned to bring all these criminal elements, migrants pretending to be refugees, into their country against the will of the people. But the will of the people is not willing to take action. Unfortunately, the people are not willing to take the physical action. So they're getting their door slammed in their face every time another boatload of immigrants, all from Africa or the Middle East. These people, they don't have no comprehension of how to live peacefully in a civilized society like Great Britain, or what Great Britain used to be civilized, because they're coming there and bringing their third world culture, and they're making Great Britain a violent place. They come and they rape and they steal and they beat up the locals. Violence, violence, violence. And the police only arrest a few of them. The rest of them go on, are continuing their life of crime, you know. And the British people have allowed them to get away with it, their government getting away with imposing this upon them. And they're stealing, they come to Britain, they get accommodations, living accommodations, these refugees. They don't even have identification. They come over on the boat. All right, stick them in the hotel. They get hotel rooms for free. They're building villages for them now for free that they can just live in. And they get food cards for free. They get transportation cards for free. And five years free rent. Well, I mean, with a deal like that, I mean, some of us here in America, we ought to go over there and pretend to be refugees, you know? With a deal like that, hey, I can live 5 years, everything paid for 5 years, just because I go over there and claim asylum, you know? Hop on that, first go to France and then hop on that little rubber boat that takes me across the channel, and I'll be welcome there. All I have to do is, I don't even have to show ID. I say, I lost my ID, you know, and that's it. They'll set me up in a hotel and set me up for 5 years of free living. This is insanity. And the reason insanity, the reason I brought England up there, the British Isles, because the recent insanity, the government, that evil parliament over there, and they are evil, they do nothing for their own people and everything for refugees and invaders. And they also toss away taxpayers' money to the Ukraine so they can get kickbacks on that. The latest scam they're running on the people is they're sending people letters in the mail, homeowners, saying, you have to sell your house to us because we want to put refugees in. You know? Can you believe this? They are forcing people to sell their homes back to the government, and I'm sure they won't give them a good price for it, and get out and find someplace else to live because we want to use your home to put refugees in. And this is the new law, you know? And I think they got something else stupid. Anybody who talks about negative about mRNA vaccines, well, you can go to jail for 3 years now. You know? And if you people out there that this is being imposed upon you, if you don't really rebel, you know, stand for this, whatever, unite and rebel, do something that's meaningful to stop these insanity people in the parliament, they're going to keep sucking every drop of blood they can out of you, you know? Next, they'll be asking you to report to the center, to the death machine so they can chop your body up and use it as animal feed. Yeah. Don't think that's not coming. We've seen it in the science fiction movies already. There's no stopping these evil-controlled people in government from doing these things because you're allowing them to walk all over you and you're not willing to stand up and fight for your life. They're trying things like that in the United States, too. The only advantage we have over the other countries is many of us have guns here. And that prevents the military from just railroading all over us. Or they probably would have done it already. That's why the politicians who serve the demons and the evil New World Order are always asking, trying to con people into giving away their guns, but it's never going to work. They trick a few people into doing it, but there's too many guns out there and too many people that will die before they give away their gun. And that's the only thing that's saving the American people, or we'd probably be in the same situation that those poor people over in England are. Great Britain, like I said, you can't call it Great Britain no more. It's once the place that was once called Great Britain. You call it the British Isles, I guess. But can't call it Great Britain anymore because they've destroyed it. The politicians, the government destroyed it themselves because of being greedy, of serving demons. You know, they want their adrenochrome drink. I'm sure that's that crackpot Netanyahu's situation. The demons have said, unless you go and make those Palestinian people, mercilessly make those Palestinian people suffer with your false premise that you're going to get rid of all Hamas and other impossibility because they're all over the world in different countries. Unless you do that and make them suffer, we are going to take away your adrenochrome supply. No, no. No more adrenochrome for you. And if you look in, if you don't know about it, you need to look into it. It's a hard thing that goes on. That's what they do with all the kidnapped children. They take them down and they make them suffer and they take the blood out of the suffering children and it becomes an aphrodisiac for these Satan worshipers. It's the most expensive quantity on the face of the earth. That's why people are doing it. Some people will do anything for money. It's worth more than gold, worth more than platinum, worth more than anything on the world is this evil thing called adrenochrome, which involves the suffering of kidnapped little children. And it's a horror story. It needs to be stopped. The the time is ticking. The clock, yeah, time is moving in a forward direction. I'm looking at the clock in front of me now, getting near the end of the show. Hey, it was a call-in radio show. But apparently everybody's phones weren't working. You know, could have been the evil New World Order was jamming everyone's phone if they tried to call into the BVS phone number. Don't put it past evil organizations to do that stuff. But anyhow, you know, some of the best things I put forth in the world for free. All my music is on the internet for free. I've got this song called Jerusalem. In the song, it has a solution to a peace solution for the crisis in Gaza. There is no military solution for that. And it talks about, the lyrics in the song talks about, it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. Let's bring our love into the street. Now, if we all could get together and do that, the people I'm talking about, the governments are beyond help. And like I've said before many times, every government and every population are separate entities. They're not the same. They don't work together. The government, all the governments in the world now work to destroy their populations. They're all in complete servitude to the dark forces, which is the Illuminati, the New World Order, the European Union, you name it, the WHO, or the WEF, World Economic Evil Group. So look for it, and perhaps it'll influence you. The name of the song is Jerusalem, recorded by me, Tom Edison, on my CD baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan. And if you look for it and put all those words in and put the word YouTube too, because it's free to watch on YouTube. And then if you feel I've done something for humanity with this song, have a heart and download it for 99 cents. You know, I had to pay money to put all that stuff out there with no help from a record company. It's all out. I'm at my own independent label. And it's a lot of great music I put out there. A lot of philosophical truths are put into my songs. And Jerusalem is one of them. And if you were to buy it or download it and play it for your friends and we pass this around, perhaps the message will get to the people in the Middle East there, and maybe they'll consider leaving their hate and anger behind and bringing their love into the street, because that's the solution to that crisis. Jerusalem by Tom Edison, CD Baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan, and the songs are. We're coming to the end of the show. We're going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? You know, I am. Are you? And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too, because probably you want to be somebody also. Listen to the lyrics. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave, I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.